Honorable members, let me take this opportunity to formally open the meeting of the Select Committee on Transport, Public Works and Infrastructure and Public Service Administration by extending a word of welcome to all of you and also greetings to all of you. Today's meeting as the Select Committee, we are hosting SANRAL in terms of the delegation that we have. We will be able to get an indication from the team leader. From the Select Committee side, we are ready to proceed. We have Honorable Mushodi, we have Honorable Mamarakhan, we have Honorable Boshoff, we have Honorable T, Protoseth, myself, and also I know that Honorable Lansman will be joining us, and Honorable Matevula too is part of the meeting. The apology that we have received, we understand the minister has apologized. Maybe we must just get that test whether is the deputy minister present from the department side.
Thank you, Chair. Also in check.
Oh, Honorable Khai, my humble and sincere apology, Chair. My humble and sincere apology. Is the deputy minister joining us or not?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson?
Yes.
Just received a call from office. They will send an apology. She's not joining us.
Okay, they're good. Then I think in that way, then let's proceed. Is Honorable Apleni part of the meeting? Okay, let's then move forward.
With the apology of Chairperson.
Chairperson? Yes.
The apology.
Yes.
Honorable Dango.
Oh, yes. Honorable Dango, as we all know, he is going through a tough time. In the last three months, he has lost two brothers. This is the third one. On behalf of the Select Committee, let us indeed convey our condolences, and may his brother's soul rest in peace. We are taking note that indeed what he's going through, it's very difficult. But like as we have said, may his brother's soul rest in peace. We are going to also deal with the minutes of the 18th of August, the 26th of August, and also the minutes of the 2nd of September. That will be dealt with after we have received presentation from Sandra. I understand that the team will be led by the acting CEO, Mulder. Will be leading the presentation and the delegation. Of course, I think what is quite important is to appreciate the fact that indeed this presentation and the meeting takes place as we move towards normalizing our work after the devastating nature of COVID-19. Not only on our economy, but also at the level of sectoral work, and in this instance, obviously, SANRAL given its focus on infrastructure, its focus on road and infrastructure and transport, the lockdown and also various levels impacted on a number of their programs. Of course, we expect the presentation to talk to the role that SANRAL will play within the confines of reconstruction and recovery plan. And as we're listening to the president this week, there is an expectation that this reconstruction recovery plan will be an infrastructure-led strategy with an investment, among others, in public transport, roads and bridges as part of the 8 key economic focus area. So therefore, there is an expectation that whatever we do, it has to be inclusive, and it must be able to mitigate the impact that the economic marginalization had, and not only on our vulnerable communities, but also the poor and the working class. Therefore, there is an expectation that as part of the infrastructure-led program, standards program must also speak to local employment. So therefore, we are looking forward to receiving not only your strategy in terms of this financial year, but also your response to COVID-19 and how you are going to turn around the situation. And without any waste of time, can I give over to the acting CEO?
Thank you very much, Chair. We will then share the presentation with you. May I switch off the video now?
That has been suggested. Yep. We can proceed.
Thank you. Thanks, Chair and committee members. So we will try and be as brief as possible, but also as comprehensive as possible in terms of the brief that we've received to update the committee. So our presentation today will cover what we call our strategy document, which is Horizon 2030. We'll give you an update on that, which will also speak to some of the questions you've answered, we've just requested for us in terms of how we are faring in terms of implementing our projects and also our impact on the communities. I've also included slides regarding our financial performance. The Auditor General just finished the audit on the 30th of September. So this is quite fresh still, so we'll give you an update on that. And then my colleague Adolf will give you an update on our COVID-19. He was the chair of our task force in SANRAL to manage that process. And then there's also an update under the support functions regarding our transformation strategy and the progress we've made on that. So we can just very quickly start with the first two slides, which just gives you, again, the background regarding our Horizon 2030. I think last year we presented the strategy also to the NCOP, so I won't go through into the detail of each of these, just to say again that the strategy Horizon 2030 was launched by the Minister in November of 2017, and since we've implemented that and we are steadily tracking our progress on these, which is also done through our annual performance plan, which we will give you a little bit more detail in after this. So our various pillars we use to give you our backgrounds. And so the four pillars that we've identified during our Horizon 2030 is now on the screen, which is the first one. It's the roads pillar, for obvious reasons, as SANRAL is mandated to look after the national roads of South Africa. Then we also, as a second pillar, is the stakeholders. And I think that's one of the new pillars that we've brought in, which is critical in terms of making sure that all our stakeholders have received the benefit that they require from the work that SANRAL does, and that they are taken along as we progress with our implementation of the strategy. And then the mobility pillar, which is the third pillar there on the right left, the right bottom. That also, in terms of the mobility, is obviously the mandate of transport, how we move people and goods and services across the country. And then the fourth one is road safety, and I think in South Africa that doesn't need to be explained, which must be a pillar for SANRAL, as this is where we can have a significant impact on the people of our country and the deaths that we see on a day-to-day basis. So without further ado, I'm going to ask my colleague Lo Kannemeyer to then take you through our progress in terms of the four pillars, which we've tracked in terms of the annual performance plan as well.
Thanks, Inga. Thank you, Chair. In terms of the next presentation, we will be focusing on these various sub-bullets in each of the pillar areas and just giving you a very quick update. So in terms of the roads pillar, in terms of the development of the 2030 roads plan, we've gone through the steering committee and the final draft has been submitted to the SANRAL, or will be submitted to the SANRAL board for their consideration and approval for wider consultation. So this roads plan details what major projects SANRAL is planning up till 2030 on the network for implementation countrywide, and how that aligns with the various strategic or spatial development plans from all the various provinces, major metros, municipal areas in the country, because in the end, the infrastructure functions as a single solution for the road user. Public transport, we've developed updated public transport infrastructure guidelines that in future allows for the actual construction and erection of facilities along our corridors, whether it's for taxi stops, bus stops, that there are proper public transport facilities adjacent to national roads according to appropriate standards. Road safety, SANRAL has various projects in this regard that addresses road safety, and it's part and parcel of each and every of our CAPEX projects. So numerous pedestrian walkways, pedestrian bridges. We're also continuously focusing on research and innovation to improve both in the processes here. In terms of road asset management systems, our current SANRAL asset management system is aligned to the ISO 55000 international standard, and in 2021 we hope to achieve ISO 55001 accreditation for our asset management solution that we have developed within SANRAL. In terms of smart roads, innovative, we have concluded the appointment of 16 research panels with over 160 researchers on these panels, and they are busy finalizing various research priorities that we identified through open sessions with industry, with other authorities, in terms of what are the key pressing research priorities in various areas. Integrated land use, here we are continuously through this PLUMA process engaging in terms of that, and we're also part of the new planning and land use management unit that is proposed for managing this and coordinating this nationally in terms of the rollout of these PLUMA requirements. Community development, so we have approved at board level our community development strategy, which will now be implemented to benefit communities, create jobs and train SMEs, and this is applicable to each and every SANRAL project in future will have a community develop focus component as well. In terms of our flagship projects, into Wild Coast, the Msikaba Bridge is progressing in terms of construction. They have, however, experienced delays as a result of the COVID, as most of our projects has for that initial lockdown period where no work was allowed except for essential work, but everything now is back to normal on site. The N2 Mtentu Bridge, where construction was halted, we have now issued the retender for that, and that will be closing in December this year. And then there are various construction road construction tenders that we are issuing in the rest of this financial year over the next 6 months. The N1, N2 R300 in Cape Town. Here we've issued tenders for consulting engineering services for the detailed design, but the funding still remains a constraint for the ultimate construction of these required corridors. Molotto, the R573, the Gauteng portion was finally transferred to SANRAL on the 5th of June 2020. That now enables us to complete the designs and issue the tenders for that section. The Phase 1 project in Mpumalanga is completed. On the Limpopo side, we had a challenge with the contractor going into business rescue. Fortunately, through the business rescue process, they have or were able to sell the company, and the new owners have now restarted the project to complete that project. Various other tenders are busy being issued. There are in total 23 construction projects to be issued on the R573 Molotto corridor. The GFIP phases 2 and 3, there's no progress at the moment as the future projects are dependent on the outcome of the current GFIP e-toll matter. So we are awaiting the outcome of that process, and that will also guide us on the future of GFIP phases 2 and 3. N3 Van Rienen, that is part of the new SIP project as gazetted by the Minister of Public Works in July after the SIPs process. So there are various engagements ongoing at the moment with regard to that. N2 N3 Durban, the projects are underway, 8 construction packages have been issued, closed, and is going through the award process or has been awarded. And there are 6 more project packages to be tendered over the next 6 months in terms of that cluster of projects down there. Internal toll division and separate toll, we are currently focusing on the establishment of the central toll division within SANRAL. So the resources previously were distributed. They will now be focused into a central toll division. And then a toll subsidiary is to be investigated over the medium term. And then a technical innovation hub and technical excellence academy. Those have both been established. The hub is in Cape Town and the technical excellence academy is in Port Elizabeth. Currently at RIT, we have 35 candidate engineers that are part of the program over there and receiving their training. The next pillar that we have is road safety. So once again, with regard to road safety, SANRAL's got various initiatives. We've got an extensive road safety program rolled out at schools where we are focusing on schools and both the teachers and the learners and teaching them about road safety from a very young age in terms of that education and awareness campaign. So the marketing and communications campaign rolled out a focus on responsible driving, responsible walking and driver behavior. Our partnerships with law enforcement, we have ongoing engagements with the Road Traffic Management Corporation, the Cross-Border Road Transport Agency to strengthen our partnerships. We are in discussions to co-locate with the Road Traffic Management Corporations at our central operations center in Midrand, and we've signed a new MOU with the Cross-Border Road Transport Agency. Technology and innovation solutions, once again, these link directly back to the 16 research panels that we've appointed, where we're looking at various innovation solutions going forward, specifically with regard to how technology is developing on roads. Road incident management systems, we've issued or in the process of issuing various tenders countrywide to enable the expansion to the whole of the SANRAL network to be covered by the road incident management system that coordinate the response of the various authorities to road accidents in their area. Crash data collection in terms of the management of crash data collections. Here it's being pursued through a partnership with the Road Traffic Management Corporation as they are the ultimate custodian in relation to that information. So we are working with them to finalize arrangements for the whole of the country. Road safety engineering standards and construction. Once again, the research panel work is to deliver material for improved standards and practices. So once again, we are looking at how we can improve safety in our work zones for both the traveling public and the workers. And then once again, continued road safety research and development programs. These are actively pursued through the research panels that will be looking at the various priorities identified. Stakeholder pillar. Yeah, in terms of stakeholder engagement strategy and plan, so we've got a approved stakeholder engagement strategy that's been implemented. We've got the SANRAL 14-point plan that's used as the basis for project-level stakeholder relationship management, and then also a strategic partner for stakeholder engagement and facilitation is appointed to assist us. We've also appointed stakeholder coordinators in all SANRAL offices. And we have a keen focus on managing the stakeholder relationship, media relations. We've got structured media relations targeting improved media perceptions, own media, as well as digital media. So very much on the social media side, SANRAL has substantially improved its profile. Effective marketing and advertising. We've got various project-level campaigns being implemented, for example, on the Mulatto Corridor, the N2 and 3 down in KZN, the N2 Wild Coast, that is very focused addressing concerns of the relative stakeholders within those areas. Joint planning and project delivery coordination, so we are directly